This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even the most ardent devotee of the Marvel Cinematic Universe will be forgiven for having lost track of when Black Widow, with Scarlett Johansson in the title role, of course, is going to be released. It's been the victim of rolling pandemic postponements since its original premiere date of last May. And now, just as theaters are starting to reopen, Disney says the movie's going to come out in July, both in cinemas and on Disney Plus. So you'll be able to see it on your couch, mask-free, with your own snacks if you want. Yes, indeed, a blow to still-struggling theaters. And as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports, a sign of how we are going to be watching movies from now on, most likely.
What are you going to do?
I've lived a lot of lives, but I'm done running from my past.
Below this YouTube trailer for Black Widow, one of the many jokes by frustrated commenters reads, "I'm not entirely convinced this movie actually exists." It does exist, but the mystery is, why is it going to be on both Disney Plus and in theaters? One reason, global COVID vaccinations, or lack thereof. Sean Robbins is an analyst at Box Office Pro.
We still see markets like Europe and Latin America, which are very important, and there's not as much clarity on whether or not those theaters can open up as soon as U.S. theaters now are.
Also, it's about more than just this movie. A Marvel film involves sequels, prequels, spin-off shows, amusement park rides. But most of all, in this case, says NYU's Charles Schrager, it involves the Disney Plus brand, which is still growing.
They are trying to build up Disney Plus. In their head, they're always having Disney to support the rest of their ecosystem. So Black Widow is out there, and it burnishes the Disney brand.
The offer Disney Plus is making could be persuasive. For $30, about the price of two movie tickets, you could just stay home and pop your own popcorn. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.